everybody for the technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I was saying that Drew Brees is likely nearing a Week 15 return. Do you think he can return against the Chiefs? Because that's who the Saints play next after the Eagles.
Yeah, I think I think he might return by then. Yeah,
he should return by then because I really think that he should play in the last three games. But wouldn't shock me if Sean Payton wanted to play conservative.
Yeah, if they have like an advantage over the rest of the teams too in the NFC, there's no reason to put him out there. But only one team gets a bye this year, so it's going to be tougher to. It's going to be tougher to get that bye, of course.
It is going to be tough to get that bye, as you know. But I really think that I think that the Saints are going to be the number one seed in the NFC. But do you think in the AFC, do you think the Chiefs are the number one team in the AFC?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs definitely are. Yeah, that's a no-brainer, I think.
Yeah, it is a no-brainer there. You're absolutely right about that. So now let's also talk about some NBA stuff now. So the Lakers take on the Clippers Friday. We get basketball back already this Friday. But what do you think LeBron James and Anthony Davis should start some preseason games?
Yeah, I think they will a little bit. But yeah, they don't really need to be out there too much.
Yeah.
They played late, obviously, into the bubble. So
yeah, let's see.
You want to keep them out there to see what the new chemistry is like for the team.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun roster to see. They did a good job in getting better with the roster and getting the needs they needed to fill. So, with that being said, let's talk about our 2020-2021 East and West projected standing. So, get your popcorn ready. This is going to be fun. So, let's start at the East first. So, my number one seed in the East, I have Milwaukee, of course. Then I have Brooklyn number two because you get a healthy Kevin Durant and Kyrie. I think the Nets are going to be a lot better than they were last year. The Boston Celtics, I picked them at number three. Number four, I have the Toronto Raptors. You don't want to underestimate Nick Nurse and his well-coached team. And then the Miami Heat, number five. Number six, I have the Pacers. Number seven, I have the Sixers. And then number eight, I have the Hawks. What about you, Matt? Your one through eight projections in the Eastern Conference.
Yep, I'm going to go with number one, I'm going to go with the Brooklyn Nets. Number two, the Milwaukee Bucks. Number three, I'm going to go with the Miami Heat.
Oh, you're putting them up higher. Is it because you like what you saw from them last season?
Yeah, for sure. Number four, I'm going to put Toronto. Number five, I'm going to put Boston. And then, number six, I'm going to get a little bit crazy with these last three. I'm going to go number six. I'm going to go with I'll go with Indiana. That's not so crazy. But seven and eight. I'm going to take that back. Number six, I'm going to go with the Washington Wizards.
Oh, you're going to be crazy with the Wizards. Is it because of Russell Westbrook's arrival?
Yep. And then number seven, I'm going to go with the Atlanta Hawks. And then number eight, I'm going to go with the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, Hornets, you're going out on a limb here because you really think that the Hornets are going to be a lot better because they got Gordon Hayward, then they got LaMelo Ball.
Yep.
But don't count out your Detroit Pistons, your hometown Detroit Pistons. They're going to be a lot better than they were last year.
Yeah, I think they're still a little bit ways away, but – yeah, they could be interesting to watch too.
Yeah, especially with no Andre Drummond, who I thought that they shouldn't have not gotten rid of.
Yeah.
But I really think that Blake Griffin is still a star for the Pistons.
Yep.
Don't you like the point guard you drafted? Don't you think he's going to be your best rookie out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's a question, Eastern Conference question for you. So My friend texted me about this and told me, what if you see James Harden in Philadelphia? He's not happy in Houston right now. Do you think it makes interest? Do you think it makes the Eastern Conference standings a bit interesting if James Harden gets traded to the Philadelphia 76ers? Because reportedly he's not happy in Houston.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough situation for him.
Yeah, you trade him for Thibault, and don't you see a trade? Do you see James Harden being traded before the season or at the deadline?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I think they should trade him. It's clear he doesn't want to be there, and I don't think they're going to be a competitive team in a situation like that, especially in the West. So I think they got to move off him. And if he goes to the 76ers, that'd be really good for the 76ers, I think.
It's because Daryl Morey loves James Harden.
Yeah.
And Daryl Morey works for the Sixers as their president of base basketball operations. But I think if you put together a package for Harden, I would trade him to the Sixers for Thibault, and then the Sixers can give up a first round pick to the Rockets without giving up Embiid or Simmons.
Yeah.
What do you think of that trade? You get a first round pick in return. The Rockets get a first round pick in return.
Yeah, I think that they would get, they'll get
a pick,
but they would want somebody else too, I think.
Yeah, but I think you give up Thibault. I would give up Thibault if I were Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
But also, I think I just don't see the Sixers trading Ben Simmons and Embiid.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't think they would, but to get Harden, you might give up one of those guys, I think.
It's hard to say, but for now, you just have to say James Harden's going to be a Houston Rocket.
Yeah.
So let's go to the West. So my West predictions, you might like it, because this – I thought about this, and I feel like that there's a lot of teams in the West that's ready to take that next leap. So I have number one, the L.A. Lakers. Number two, the Dallas Mavericks. I really believe that they're going to take that next leap. Number three, I have the Denver Nuggets. Then I have the Clippers at number four. And then number five, you might be surprised about this, with Steph Curry back, I think the Warriors will turn their season around after having a down year last year. Number six, I have the Utah Jazz. Number seven, the Portland Trailblazers. And number eight, the Phoenix Suns. And then I don't have Houston even making the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree. I have the Lakers number one. I have the Clippers number two. I have Denver three. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Dallas four.
Yeah, everybody's going out on a limb in Dallas. They're fun. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yep, and then I'm going to put the Warriors at five. And then, let's see, six, I'm going to put Portland. Number seven, I'll put Utah. And then number eight, I'll go with Phoenix.
So why would you put Portland ahead of Utah? Utah, you don't want to sleep on.
Yeah, I know. I just have a lot of respect for Dame Lillard. Utah could, maybe I am disrespecting him a little bit, but I'll put Portland just slightly ahead of him.
I'm just saying, there's a reason why you might put Utah ahead of them, just because of Spider-Man Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Because those are the guys that really anchor this Jazz team. But Denver, to me, is a team that you don't want to sleep on, just because I feel like Nikola Jokic is going to continue to get better. He's really a star on this Denver Nuggets team. But Luka Doncic just joked that Jokic should come to Dallas so that Jokic and Porzingis and Doncic should form a big three in Dallas. And I'm like, if Jokic goes to the Mavs, then Mark Cuban is rich.
Oh, yeah.
But realistically, that's not going to happen.
Right, right.
Don't you think? If Jokic was a Dallas Maverick, wouldn't he look good playing with Porzingis and Doncic?
Yeah, I agree.
So now let's talk about our award prediction. So my first award we're going to predict is Rookie of the Year. And my Rookie of the Year pick for for the 2020-2021 NBA season, I'm picking LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, I am too.
Because I think he has a chance to be a better – one of the best players out of the Ball brothers. Who do you think is the better Ball brother in the NBA right now, Lonzo or LaMelo?
I think it's going to be LaMelo.
He's going to come in right away, and he's going to make an impression.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who's going to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. I pick a Laker to win it, and I'm picking Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, that'd be a good pick. I'm going to go with Dennis Schroeder as well.
He's going to make the Lakers. He's a good shooter, and I think with the shooters that the Lakers have, the Lakers are deep at shooting now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who's going to win Coach of the Year. I pick Nick Nurse again.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to go with Coach of the Year. I think I'm going to go with Rick Carlisle at Dallas.
Why do you pick Rick Carlisle to win it?
I think they're gonna do pretty well this year.
He's got a good roster, and there were rebuilding years that he had to deal with, but I feel like that Rick Carlisle is ready to make I think the Mavs are ready to compete again.
Yep.
And my pick to be Defensive Player of the Year, I mean, people might not give it to a Laker, but I'm going to pick Anthony Davis to win it.
For MVP?
Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, defense. Yeah, I could go with Anthony Davis. I agree.
And if he doesn't win it, Nikola Jokic is my other option.
Yeah, those would be very good for sure.
But I pick AD because that was his goal when he became a Laker. He wants to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
Let's talk about who's going to win the Most Improved Player of the Year award. I picked this guy last year, even though he got hurt. But Brandon Ingram won it last year. He was a former Laker. But I'm going to pick a guy that I really think that's going to make an impact this year, and he's ready for a big season, and that is Kyle Kuzma.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. I'm going to go with Paul George.
Why would you pick Paul George for Most Improved Player of the Year?
I think that he is I think that he had an off year last year, and I think that Ty Lue is going to use him a lot better this year.
He could be a Most Improved Player candidate, but also put in Lonzo Ball too as well for Most Improved.
Yep.
So let's talk about who's the MVP of the 2020-2021 season, and I pick Luka Doncic.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going with Luka too.
Because I wanted to pick Giannis and Harden, but I wanted to pick someone different this year for MVP.
Yeah.
And I pick Luka because Luka plays like a point guard on the Mavs, but I really think that he's already the successor to Dirk Nowitzki as the next franchise star on the Mavs.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Now that Dirk Nowitzki's retired, he already passed the torch to Luka Doncic.
Yes.
And Kristaps Porzingis. But also, with Porzingis not playing until January, I think the Mavs will be fine without Porzingis for the first week or so.
Yep.
But we'll talk about that game in just a minute. I don't know if we talked about this, because speaking of which, the Lakers do play the Mavs on Christmas Day. That's a game on the regular season schedule I'm looking forward to, which we'll talk about in just a minute when we look at the Lakers schedule and all that.
Okay.
Now let's talk about who's going to play in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals this season. So I picked the Nets and Bucks, and in the Western Conference finals, I picked the Mavs and Lakers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with in the West, I'm going to go with Clippers, Lakers. And in the East, I'll go with Nets and Bucks.
I would love to see a Lakers-Clippers West Finals. That's my dream Western Conference Finals ever since Kawhi Leonard and Paul George joined the Clippers.
Yeah.
But also, the Nets and Bucks, that's also going to be good. But I have the Nets in 7, and I have the Lakers in 7 when in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
But my NBA Finals pick is Nets-Lakers.
Yep. I also have Nets-Lakers.
And then my pick would be Lakers in 7, and then my pick for NBA Finals MVP is Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I also have Anthony Davis as MVP.
I didn't pick LeBron in this one, but I didn't even think LeBron won NBA Finals. I didn't even think last year he would have won NBA Finals MVP.
Yep.
So let's also take a look at the Lakers schedule and talk about which games to be excited about. So the Lakers play the Clippers in preseason. So are you excited to watch some basketball this Friday?
Yeah, it'll be a good I think it should be great. Great start to the season.
So they play the Clippers Friday?
Yeah, preseason.
They will also play the Clippers again on Sunday, the 13th. And then they play two with Phoenix. But the preseason game I'm more looking forward to seeing against playing against the Clippers, obviously. But I also can't wait to see Chris Paul and what the Suns do against the Lakers in these two games.
Yeah.
So let's also look at the regular season schedule. So what game are you most excited about in the first half of the Lakers schedule in the regular season? The Clippers on opening night or the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day?
I'm going with the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day.
I'm more excited to see the Lakers play the Mavericks than the Clippers. Obviously, I look forward to seeing the Battle of LA on opening night, but the Christmas Day game is something I'm looking forward to because LeBron versus Luka is going to be great. The Lakers, I think they should get off to a good start, but the first two games look tough.
Yep.
And then I'm looking at the other games here. They play who do they play on MLK Day? They play the Warriors on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yep.
So let's talk about the Warriors question mark. So without Clay, do you have the Warriors making the playoffs in your conference standings or no?
Yeah, I have them making the playoffs, the Warriors.
What seed did you have them again in? The number five seed?
The five seed, yeah.
Without Klay Thompson?
Yep.
So the question is, do you think the Warriors will have enough to win basketball games without Klay Thompson?
Yeah, I think that they will, but they're not going to be that elite. They're not going to be an elite team, but they'll make the playoffs.
Why don't you not think they're not an elite team just yet? Again,
they need Thompson. I mean, Steph Curry and Draymond, you know, and they have that new rookie, you know. I mean, they can get.
You mean James Wiseman? James Wiseman's going to be very good for them.
Yeah.
But I really think the Warriors are just, they're okay, but they badly need Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see LeBron versus Steph on MLK Day.
Yep.
What about this game on the Lakers schedule? Are you looking forward to seeing them play the Philadelphia 76ers on the 27th of January? That's the day after Kobe Bryant passed away.
Yeah, that'll be a tough game.
That's going to be another good game to watch, but also I'm looking forward to seeing when the Lakers play the Brooklyn Nets the Lakers play the Brooklyn Nets on the 18th of February.
Yeah.
And what about them playing against Phoenix?
Yeah, that'll be a good game too.
What other games are you excited about this NBA season?
I want to see anything with the Lakers and Dallas. I mean, there's so many fun teams to watch this year. The Clippers, Warriors. I think Denver's more exciting this year. And the East, anything with Milwaukee and the Nets.
With Boston. And we also have an official trade complete. The Thunder have officially completed the trade for Al Horford. That trade's now official. Terrence Ferguson, Danny Green are now going to Philadelphia.
All right.
So who do you think won that trade between the Al Horford deal and the Sixers?
Probably the Sixers, I think.
Yeah, and also, I want to get your thoughts on what you think John Wall will bring to the Rockets.
Yeah, I think, he'll – hopefully he's – like, at this point, I'm just wondering if he's healthy or not. It's like, he needs to figure – like, we need to see that first before I can say what he's going to bring. But we need to see how healthy he is.
Let me ask you the reverse question. How excited are you to see Russell Westbrook in the nation's capital?
Oh, that'll
play
be fun.
With the Wizards.
Yeah, I like him. I like him there. He'll have Cassius Winston on the team too. form.
He gets to reunite with his old coach in OKC and Scott Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that there could be good chemistry there.
That Wizards team, I think, is going to be fun to watch this year with Westbrook. Then you got Bradley Beal that I think that the Wizards are still want to build their future around.
Uh-huh.
And keeping Bertans is really, I think, Davis Bertans is good.
Yeah.
But also, I'm excited about the guy they drafted out of Israel, who I think is going to be amazing. Denny Ajavida. I can't pronounce his name. He's from Israel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who I think is going to be a star. But I don't know if you put him in the lineup and you move Bertans to center.
Yeah, that'll be a good lineup, I think.
Because I really think Thomas Bryant should just be a bench piece. And then you have Mo Wagner be a backup four.
Yep.
That's what I'm kind of envisioning here. Or you have Thomas Bryant as a backup four. I want to move Davis Bertans to center. That's kind of like my projected lineup for the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about some baseball stuff. So we'll have a lot of basketball to talk about this next week when we get games in. So Trevor Bauer to the Dodgers. Could you see Trevor Bauer being a Dodger?
Yeah, Dodgers are not afraid to make moves like that. Who would they give up for him?
No, he's a free agent.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's a top starting pitching free agent.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have like a jam-packed starting
rotation.
Yeah.
Could you see Julio Urias potentially being the new closer for the Dodgers?
Maybe. I mean, you'd have –
because Kenley Jansen's getting up there, and his velocity's not there anymore.
Right. Yeah, they probably have to move off him.
But make him maybe your seventh inning guy, or maybe make him a middle reliever instead of being your closer, because I don't really trust him in the ninth inning anymore.
No, I don't either. That rotation would be really tough. Wow, that'd be Bueller –
with Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Kershaw.
David Price.
Bueller, Price. Dustin May.
Yeah.
A super rotation in LA would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that would be.
But also, we have a trade to talk about. Lance Lynn traded from the Rangers to the Chicago White Sox. That tells you this White Sox rebuild is over.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think of Lance Lynn joining the Chicago White Sox?
I think that this will help the White Sox.
Well, I mean, I think this is a good young team, and I think Tony La Russa has a team to work with.
Yeah.
So how impactful do you think Tony La Russa is going to be in his first year as a manager for the White Sox and coming out of retirement? Do you think he's going to do a great job?
Yeah, I think he'll do a pretty good job. What about you?
Oh, he's going to be great. He's a good manager. But a lot of people think that he doesn't relate to young players. And I'm like, you know what? I want to give him a chance in how he relates to Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, and also Jose Abreu, who I bet he's excited to work with.
Yeah.
And also, Adam Eaton is leaving the Nationals to return to the White Sox. So the White Sox lineup is pretty much set there with the return of Adam Eaton.
Yep, sure is.
So also, let's talk about the Dodgers. Also, here's another option for the Dodgers if Justin Turner doesn't stay with the Dodgers. So, do you think the Dodgers should add LeMahieu and potentially make him their starting third baseman? That could possibly happen, but I feel like Justin Turner remains the first choice.
Yeah, I say that last part again.
No, I was saying that I think that if LeMahieu is a Dodger, he could be their starting third baseman, but I just think the Dodgers' priority is to keep Turner and extend guys like Seager and Bueller and Bellinger.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good.
I was talking about DJ LeMahieu potentially wearing Dodger blue.
Yeah, I think
– because I know he knows the NLS well. He's played with the Rockies, but – I know that it's not a guarantee for him that he'll remain a Yankee.
Right, right.
But I kind of have him going to Boston still in my projected free agent destination for DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
And my question for you is, Will the Yankees complete a trade to get Francisco Lindor and pinstripes?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that Cashman will go for it with Lindor?
Yeah, I think they probably will. What do you think?
I feel like the Yankees should get Lindor. I don't think the Blue Jays need Lindor, because I'm hearing that the Blue Jays might need Lindor, but I don't think so, because the Blue Jays have a shortstop in the making in Bo Bichette. They're going to move Kevin Biggio to third base, but Vladdy Jr. is not going to be playing a lot of third base, though.
Uh-huh.
Because Vladdy Jr. is going to play some first base. So that's what I'm kind of looking at here. But also, here's what I'm hearing here. The White Sox can win the offseason with one last offseason move. And I don't know who could it be. Could they get George Springer to the South Side? Or could they get another bullpen piece?
Okay, yeah. Probably another bullpen piece, yeah.
Yeah, another bullpen piece would do it, but also also another news to talk about here, Carlos Santana is a Royal. Do you think that kind of helps the Royals in some sense?
Yeah, I think so.
And do you think in a way like it helps fill the void that's left by, by Alex Gordon?
Yeah, I think it does. So,
there's going to be a lot of free agent signings coming up, but I feel like that the Dodgers, if they get Bauer and if they get Liam Hendricks, then they're set. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I don't think they need Hendricks just because they got Corey Kluber. I just feel like that they need a start. They need one more starting pitcher, and then they're set.
Okay. All right.
So look, I'm also hearing that the NHL could be starting its season in the middle of January. So when that happens, we'll talk about who will go to the Stanley Cup Final and project the Kings' record. So do you predict the Lakers will have the best record? And do you predict that in baseball? Do you predict that the Dodgers and the Yankees will be the top two teams in baseball this year?
Yes, I do.
I predicted that the Yankees, they were the favorites to win the AL East, but the Rays just knocked out a heavyweight last year. Do you think they're going to take a step back, or do you think the Rays are going to take a step forward?
I think they'll take a step back.
Well, because, you know, they're a team that doesn't like to pay players.
Yeah.
Because it's a small market, and they don't go for it.
That's right.
So, let's talk about where Ozuna will land. Do you think – I predict now Bauer, I wanted him to be an Angel, but I kind of feel – I'm kind of telling you that my gut is telling me that I think Trevor Bauer should be a Dodger. Now that he's a free agent, the Dodgers should get Bauer, but – also, I want to get your thoughts here. I forgot to mention this. What do you think about Rafael Iglesias joining the Angels?
Well, it'll help him. I think it'll help him.
Do you think he's going to be their closer? They picked up their new closer. But the Reds are just stupid for trading Iglesias, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking there, but it'll help the Angels.
It'll help them in the bullpen, but what concerns me is their starting rotation.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think if the Angels miss out on Trevor Bauer, do you think that their rotation is still going to be bad?
Yeah, it will be. They need to fix that.
Yeah, but their hitting's not the problem.
Okay.
So what do you think the number one concern for the Angels is that they need to get a rotation piece? Like, actually, if they get Corey Kluber, do you think that they could still win the offseason in getting Corey Kluber? Actually, I have Corey Kluber going to the Angels.
Yeah, that'd help him a lot.
Yeah, I want to see even if the Angels miss out on Trevor Bauer, I think that the Angels should go get Corey Kluber.
Uh-huh.
Just because he didn't have a chance with the Rangers last year because of injury, I really think that he should be an Angel.
Yep.
So with that being said, with the NHL starting possibly in the middle of January, who do you think? Who's your early favorite to go to the Stanley Cup Final? Who's your early favorite to win it all?
You know, I don't know.
I'm going to pick the Vegas Golden Knights this time
as
my early favorite. Yeah, Tampa Bay is going to be right there, but Vegas is hungry.
Yeah, that could work. I mean, I don't even know if there's going to be an NHL season. Like, they're really, I think, delaying this a lot.
They're foolish. I mean, Gary Bettman shouldn't be commissioner of the National Hockey League anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
He has ruined the sport, and he has ruined the integrity of the NHL.
Yep.
When it comes to kind of these, because they're being foolish.
Yeah.
Which I feel bad for, but I feel like that a new commissioner would help the sport of hockey and make it be more trusted with the revenue and all that. But mid-January 13th, I really think that January 13th will be the start date for the new NHL season.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now let's talk about the MLS Cup. So we got our final two teams in, the Columbus Crew and the Seattle Sounders. So Seattle Sounders. So I would have liked to see New England get in there, but I feel like that Columbus and Seattle are the better teams, and we can't wait to watch these two teams unfold this week.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I have to go with the Sounders because they just have a better – I think they have really good coaching, and they're on a roll. So I'll go with the Sounders.
Sounders, I'm going with Seattle too. But also, let's predict who will be the next head coach of the LA Galaxy. I'm going to pick Robbie Keane.
He sounds pretty good. I'll go with him too.
And I say that because I feel like that he would change the culture with the LA Galaxy. But also, let's predict, will Chicharito be in an LA Galaxy uniform next year or no?
He will not be a Galaxy on the Galaxy, no.
Why don't you think he'll be a member of the LA Galaxy next year, Chicharito?
He's terrible. He hasn't lived up at all, and they need to get off him and get some other players on that team.
When I watched him, he scored one goal, but I didn't think he didn't look that good.
No, yeah. You got to score more than one goal, Mike.
I feel like he was a keeper. Pavone is fine. I'm fine with Christian Pavone. He's a good midfielder and a goal scorer. Sebastian Legette, I think, is very good. I have no issues with Legette, but the problem I have is Chicharito.
Yeah.
He's just all hype.
Okay.
So, anyways, Matt, you have a good day, and then we'll talk more next week.
Okay. All right. Have a good one, Laura.